You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nickel or Dime. Should you spend $500 or $1,000? Open up those wallets. We give you the answers on Nickel or Dime on BetQL Daily.
PointsBet, the exclusive sports betting partner of the Denver Nuggets, is outdoing the competition in Colorado. They are now live with minus 105 spreads on all NBA games. That's the best price of any sports book. Why bet anywhere else? We are live on 1430 in Denver and the radio.com app. This is BetQL Daily, part of the BetQL audio network on Twitter at BetQL Daily. We bring in our executive producer for this segment to play a little game that we call Nickel or Dime. And I think Eli has some interesting topics that he has set up for today. What's up, Eli?
What's up, guys? All right, starting off in college basketball, $500 on the Michigan Wolverines at plus 700 to win the title, or $1,000 on the Baylor Bears, who are back from a three-week COVID layoff tonight, at plus 300 to win the title. Nickel on Michigan or dime on Baylor?
Oh, so the payout is pretty close here, and that's the idea with this segment. With Baylor, it's fair. Like Kanish was bringing up with us yesterday on the show, have the Bears been tested much? They've beaten a top 20 KenPom team once this year, and we have to go all the way back to December 2nd going up against an Illinois team. Michigan, they're tested every single night going at it in the Big Ten. Their last six wins, all top 31 KenPom teams. This question will be very easy to answer in a week because on Thursday we've got Iowa. Next Tuesday we've got Illinois going up against Michigan. But since it's college basketball and I only have to bet half here, I will, and anything can happen in March Madness, I'll take Michigan. They're the hot team.
Yeah, Michigan's really good. We saw that on Sunday against Ohio State, especially when Hunter Dickinson plays the way that he played on Sunday against Ohio State, man. They're really tough. Any other year, I probably back Michigan here, especially what's Baylor going to look like? We'll have a better idea tonight, but is there going to be a COVID layoff? Because there wasn't for Michigan. They're playing their best basketball of the season right now. I'm with you, Joe. I think Michigan's the hot team. I love the ball movement. They pass up good looks for better looks. And you just can't get consistent stops against them. I think I'd back Michigan here. They're the hot team. Now, Baylor's really good, but I think I'd go with Michigan here.
All right, getting a little more specific, moving over to the NBA to win the Southwest Division. $500 on the San Antonio Spurs at plus 200 or a dime, $1,000 on the Dallas Mavericks at plus 125. Nickel on San Antonio or a dime on Dallas?
So the Southwest is all bunched up. San Antonio leading the division, have not played in a while due to some COVID issues. Last four games postponed. Dallas and Memphis tied in second place, three games back. New Orleans Pelicans, they're not out of it. They're 4.5 games back. But the question shocked me. The odds, because I look up the odds, like Eli just mentioned, Spurs plus 200, and they have a three-game lead, and then the Mavs are plus 125. They have much shorter odds. They're the favorite here to win the division, and they're sitting at three games back. Mavs playing better. Of course, you got the star power with Luka, so I understand some people will bet on that, but I have the three-game lead, and I'm getting 2-1, so I will take the Spurs at $500 at plus 200.
Yeah, Eli, I want to thank you for throwing this on the rundown last night because I actually played this. I was shocked as well. I mean, the Mavs, I get it. Everybody wants to jump on the Mavs because they're the popular public team. I mean, look at their season win total. Everybody was running to the books. Everybody was running to try to get in on the overs, try to bet Luka MVP props. But like the Spurs, their next scheduled game, now they've been dealing with COVID. I think they have like six guys on the roster that are actually healthy right now. Would be the finale of that rodeo trip, and it would be in Oklahoma City on Wednesday. So after that, they have four straight home games before they even hit the All-Star break. Then they get healthy, they rest up a little bit. What I like about San Antonio is they just really don't hurt themselves in games, especially close games, because they don't turn the ball over. They're first in turnover rate in the league. They control the defensive glass. They're seventh in defensive rebounding rate, and they avoid putting their opponents on the free throw line, especially late in games. They're fifth in opponent free throw rate. So I actually think the San Antonio team is really good. They've shocked people. They've surprised people. I'd go with San Antonio, and I did.
Okay. Staying in the NBA, $500 Denver, Portland specific question for our friends at the Bet 1430 AM in Denver. Betting $500 on the Blazers money line, which is all the way down to plus 195. It was at plus 260 around that price last night, or betting a dime on the Nuggets at minus 105 odds on points bet to lay the six. So nickel on Blazers money line plus 195. Or a dime on the Nuggets minus six.
All right, Horvat, we've been agreeing on everything, so let's disagree a little bit here. Now, I get it that the Blazers losing back-to-back games was a blowout last night against the Suns. Before that, they lost to the Wizards, but Washington is a red-hot club. Before those two games, Portland was 18-10. It's not like they're trash. They got out to a rough start. At the Nuggets, I'm a Jokic fan. I want Jokic to take the league by storm, and he's doing so with the box score, but we need some wins. And the Nuggets, again, they've lost 3 of 4. They're in a bad stretch against Boston, Washington. They beat Cleveland terrible, and they just lost to Atlanta. So I'm going to lay this much when I could take the Blazers on the money line and get around 2-1. The Blazers have a shot to win this game. I know you disagree, Horvat, but, man, I just – it could be a bounce back for the Blazers. It could be.
A lot of points.
So with that money line, with that payment coming back, sorry, 1430 in Denver. But if I had to make a play here, I would go with the Blazers money line.
I got your back, 1430 in Denver, because I do like the Nuggets. But I'm with you, Joe, on this number, especially like it is a road back-to-back for Portland, which is why I like Denver. But I also like Denver because of what you said. They need this win. Like, they need a win. The numbers are there for Jokic, even for Jamal Murray. He's been heating up. And Michael Porter as well. But they need some W's here. Now, what scares me a little bit, even though I played this one, is Portland is a good road team. They're 5-1 against the spread in their last six games on the road. Even on a road back-to-back, this is a team where they do cover the spread on the road, and they play well on the road because of Damian Lillard. But I'm going with Denver, baby. So I'll back the Nuggets tonight.
Over to the Workday Championship. I'm going to amend this question a little bit. I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to change it up here. Yeah, going to change it up. All right, okay. So for the PGA Tour event that begins in a couple days, $500 on Bryson DeChambeau at 18-1 or a dime, $1,000 on John Rahm at plus 900 to win the Workday. So nickel on DeChambeau at 18-1 or a dime on John Rahm at plus 900.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Could you imagine betting $1,000 on one golfer to win a tournament?
No. I've done 100.
Yeah. Why did you amend that, Eli? Because you were thinking about Finau.
And I like Finau.
Yeah, but they're about even in price. So plus DeChambeau's kind of been inconsistent since the PGA Tour has come back.
Correct. This tournament's going to be tough for a lot of people. Now, it's a WGC. You can look at the different courses that are comps here, but this is not where they played it last year, so you can't really go off of course history. A lot of people are going to take a look at form and many of the stats, but WGC, because the purse is so high, what usually happens, the best golfers in the world, since it's a terrific field, they're all there, end up winning these tournaments. So he's asking us about Bryson and Rahm. I'd have to go with Rahm.
Yeah.
His last four tournaments, he's got three top sevens, 5, 13, a 7, and a 7. And just on form alone, his last tournament last week, Bryson had a miscut. He had an 18 3 weeks ago. He hasn't been golfing much. And when he has, he hasn't been near the top of the leaderboard. So I would go Rahm here based on these two options between Rahm and Bryson. Not that I would ever bet $1,000 on one golfer to win a tournament. I was just fine with my $50 on Max Homa at 70-1 this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd go with Rahm as well. I actually wanted to play Finau because eventually he has to close one of these, right? He has to win one of these. He's had runner-up finishes. He has top 25 finishes in 13 of his last 17 events. He won me some money. I actually played him in a matchup against Koepka this past weekend. No sweat whatsoever. Now, obviously, he cost himself. He wasn't able to win it, and he always finds ways to choke on Sundays especially. I'd go with Rahm, but I actually do like Finau. I think eventually he is going to close one of these out, Joe.
Yeah, you can make some money on Finau if you're betting top fives, top tens, or matchups. Yeah. Just don't bet him to win. The stat is unbelievable. I'm going to keep mentioning it. Most top 10 finishes in PGA Tour events without a win since 2017. Finau, 37. Yep. Next most, a bunch of golfers of 16. Mm-hmm. He will win eventually. You're right. I'm just having some fun. But man, this is rough. And even afterwards, I was kind of disappointed. I want him to be mad about not winning, but not quite there. Like, he seems to be okay some of the time finishing in second place.
Yeah, and he's good, and he makes a bunch of money, but I give him credit because, like, imagine having your heart broke that many times. Like, as a sports fan, as a Green Bay Packer fan, every year the Super Bowl gets a little bit tougher to watch because mm-hmm. they find new ways, invent new ways to lose in the NFC Championship game. If you look at Rodgers' record, he's 1-4. It makes it so tough to watch. So, like, imagine being Tony Finau, suffering that heartbreak every week. and then just packing your bags and going back to work the following week. Eventually he's going to win one of these, but I'll continue to play him in the top tens and matchups, which is really, really what I look for when wagering on golf anyway. The outrights are okay to throw 20, 50 bucks on.
Right.
But it's just so tough to win those, man.
No doubt. That was a big sweat on Sunday. This is our game, Nickel or Dime, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat, your host. But our host of this game is our executive producer, Eli Hershkovich. Eli, can you believe it? We're going to get through all your topics.
I know. I think I've had this question on the list for about 3 weeks. So $500 on the St. Louis Cardinals, 22-1 to win the World Series, a nickel on St. Louis, or a dime on the White Sox at +900 to win it all. Nickel on the Cardinals, dime on Chicago.
Cardinals are the most talented team in the National League Central, 22-1. But since they're in the National League, you know that you have to deal with one of, if not both, the Dodgers and the Padres. And the NL Central is wide open, even though they probably have the most talent. I think we can get some bounce back performances from a bunch of Reds players this year, because when you look at some of the metrics, they were just terrible, and they were an unlucky club overall. I am strongly convinced that the White Sox maybe not guaranteed to win the division, but I think they're guaranteed to be in the playoffs with the additions they made at the top of the rotation, and I expect them to add at the deadline. Their window is open now, so I would say dime on the White Sox at 9-1.
Yeah, I'm with you. Love the rotation. Imagine if Michael Kopech, because he's kind of the wild card, imagine if he ends up being healthy, being available, and being half the pitcher that we expect him to be. My only concern, maybe the manager, Tony La Russa, but I'd go with the White Sox as well.
All right, cool. Prop or flop is coming up next. Go over the NBA player props. We gave you Royce O'Neal last night. 4 minutes into the game, that one hit at over 1.5 threes. Have a bunch of options with a full slate this evening. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat, you're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.